Bonds of Ragsdale and Barber Forfeited. The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, 11th of May, 1915, page 1, column 2. Men accused of false swearing in Frank case fail to appear. When Reverend C.B. Ragsdale and R.L. Barber failed to appear in court Monday to stand trial on charges of perjury in swearing to alleged false affidavits in connection with the Frank case, Judge Hill forfeited their bonds, Ragsdale's $500, Barber's $300. The judge's order was the first order, and it is customary for a sufficient time to elapse for investigation before the forfeiture is declared final. Solicitor Dorsey told the court that Barber had informed him he was sick and therefore could not appear. No excuse was given for Ragsdale's absence. Page 5, Column 3. Frank case may be passed on to Harris and Governor Slayton. Indicates clemency petition may not reach him. In a statement given the Associated Press in New York, Monday evening, Governor Slayton indicated that it might be necessary for him to grant Leo M. Frank a respite, in which event Frank's petition for a commutation of his death sentence to one of life imprisonment would be passed upon by Governor-elect Nat E. Harris, who becomes governor of Georgia Saturday, June 26. Governor Slayton, who with Mrs. Slayton is spending a several days vacation in New York, told a representative of the Associated Press that he might not be called to act upon Frank's petition because the State Prison Commission might require more time to consider the case than is afforded by the sentence of the court, which fixed the date of Frank's execution for June 22. Should the Prison Commission fail to pass upon Frank's petition before the date set for his execution, it will probably unite with Frank's attorneys in asking Governor Slayton for a respite. The Associated Press dispatch from New York is as follows. New York, May 10. Governor John M. Slayton, of Georgia, in a statement made here tonight regarding action which he might take in the appeal of attorneys for clemency for Leo M. Frank, said there was a possibility that he might not be called on to act in the case. He said the Board of Prison Commissioners of Georgia adjourned its sessions last week to convene again June 7. Governor Slayton's term expires June 26. The governor stated that it probably would take some time for the board to review the evidence in Frank's case, and that its recommendation might not be in hand before the time for his successor, Judge N. E. Harris, to take office. Page 15, Column 5. Petitions for clemency for Frank still pile up. 15,000, brought to Atlanta by woman writer on Cincinnati Post. 15,000, petitions for clemency for Leo M. Frank were brought to Governor Slayton Monday afternoon by Miss Eleanor Black, a writer on the staff of the Cincinnati Post. These petitions were circulated by the Post, and upon their receipt were bundled up in a package weighing about 75 pounds. Then they were turned over to Miss Black to bring them to Governor Slayton in person. The young woman came to the executive offices Monday afternoon, accompanied by a messenger who carried the bundle. She expressed disappointment that Governor Slayton was in New York, and she could not personally place them in the governor's hands. The bale of letters was placed in an enormous goods box in the governor's reception room, in which were already about 25,000 letters asking clemency for Frank. These letters came from all sections of the United States. Governor Slayton has never read any of the letters, and doubtless will not do so, as the task of reading them all would be impossible during his few remaining weeks in office.